This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Karen Wilson and Fiona Loveland. How are you guys?
We're very well, thanks.
Fine,
Chris.
Thanks.
You guys work for Kingsland Wine and Spirit. Do you want to just tell us what Kingsland Wine and Spirit is? I'll start with Fiona.
Yes, we're the largest independent UK bottler. And we bottle for some of the major retailers, along with our own brands and some contract work as well.
So you're a bottling company?
Mm-hmm. We bottle wines and spirits.
So how does that work? What's your business process?
Say we're working on one of our own brands. Fiona would select the wine from whatever country that might be. And we would get the wines analysed by our laboratory and draw up a specification.
And then then I would speak to the logistics department, and we'd sort out getting it shipped over, and it'd be shipped over in flexi tankers or ISO tankers.
What are they?
It's almost like a massive bag.
Like a bag in the box,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is put into a container. Or it's a sort of metal container in which they clean out the containers and then put the wine in those containers and then ship them over.
Okay, so you're buying the wines in a container at a time.
Yes.
Chock block full of wine.
Normally sort of 26 or 24,000 litres at a time.
Okay, and you bring them over to...
Well, what's quite unique about Kingsland is that where we are in Earlham, we're just off the Manchester Ship Canal. So we did we've got a green initiative going to reduce carbon footprint, whereby the wines are coming in to Liverpool, and then we put them on a barge at Liverpool and they come down the Manchester Ship Canal. So we've taken the containers off the roads and we're bringing them down like they would have done in the olden days, by barge along the canal, and we offload them at Manchester, and then our facility is just around the corner.
Are you doing work for one of the supermarkets?
Yes, we are.
Which one's that?
Tesco.
I remember I saw this, you guys written up in the
That's right. We're working on a green initiative with Tesco to reduce carbon footprint. And one of the great things about Tesco is that they're really supportive of wanting to work to reduce carbon footprint. And we're also doing a lightweighting of glass initiative with the retailer to try and reduce the weight of glass.
Bringing wine in by bulk into the UK is actually really good for the environment,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes,
it is. What are the key benefits for it?
One of the great things is that instead of shipping glass across the world, it's just coming over in a container, which then we're bottling in Manchester, and it's the nearest point of where it's going to be sold. And we use, I was saying, lighter weight glass, and it's got less to travel to get to depots and to stores, etc. So the carbon footprint of bulk wine is a lot lower, you could argue, than wines bottled at source.
I suppose you get more wine into your container as well.
Absolutely.
How much more do you get? Is it like 10% more?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? No. Just a lot more.
Our logistics department will be able to steer us in that direction.
Just a lot more, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of empty space in a wine box,
That's
isn't
it.
There?
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Are you sourcing your glass in the UK?
Yes.
So you're starting to soak up some of the green glass
that's right.
Really hard to recycle?
Yeah, our main glass supplier is based in the UK. So we've got a few out of Europe, but we try and use UK glass wherever possible.
Okay, and do you use mainly green or what? A clear glass?
It is mostly green or autumn leaf.
What's autumn leaf? Oh, the brown stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that around a wee bit. Okay, and using lighter weight glass as well, that's really cool.
Again, that's something that the retailers have asked us to do, so we're working with them.
Do you find breakages are a problem with it?
No, obviously you only lightweight it to a point that's manageable without breakages. That's the key to it, finding the right weight. Because like you say, if you lightweight glass too much, then it could become too delicate and you would get cracks, etc.
Fantastic. Mm. So you get your wines in, they come off the barge in a container.
Yeah.
And what does it do? Go into a big tank?
Goes into a tank, yeah. And
then
they're analysed by our laboratory, make sure they're within specification. And then they're all fit for bottling when they arrive from California, Australia, Chile, wherever they've come from. And then they either go down a 0.45 or a 0.65 sterile filter and down one of the lines.
Okay, so they're filtered first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then down the, what are the lines? What's a bottling line?
Well, we've got five lines, and they're flexible lines, and we've got one high-speed line that we would do for if we've got a lot of one particular product coming in. We'd maybe just do it down the high-speed line a few tanks at a time, and that can be in carton or tray and shrink wrap, depending on what the customer requirements are. And most of our bottling is now all in screw cap.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Was it hard to change over from cork to screw?
No, we the first bottling company to work with Tesco on a screw cap initiative for a range called Unwind. And Tesco were at the forefront of developing screw cap wines being sold in the supermarkets in the UK, and we bottled a range of about six wines for them, and they were very successful. And then they changed all their own label wines to be bottled in screw cap.
Sure. So you get your wines, they come in, they're bottled up. Do you use other bottling, or like people are talking about different packaging concepts at the moment, you know, PETs, plastic bottles, Tetra Paks even. Have you had a look at those sort of things?
Yeah, we're working on PET at the moment.
Yeah, what are the issues with PET that you see?
Well, they're very, very light, so we might have to modify the line just to cope with the PET bottle.
Okay, yeah, because they'll blow away in the wind almost, won't they?
Yeah. That's it. They are so light, but they probably have to be handled differently. They probably need to purchase a different type of kit and maybe even a different filler, for all I know, you know, to actually fill them. So, but we are working on that because there is going to be a need at some point to move to PET, we think.
Tesco's are producing some of their wines in PET at the moment, and their Sainsbury's were as well, but Sainsbury's stopped over winter. They weren't quite sure why. I put it down to volume. They weren't maybe pushing it through because PET has got to be fairly fast from bottling to sale and consumption.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the shelf life is for a PET bottle, but it's certainly not the same as a glass bottle, is it?
No.
It's got a shorter shelf life.
Okay.
Yes, I believe so. And obviously we do bag in box as well.
Do you?
And which is very popular in Scandinavia. We send wine over to Sweden.
Oh, okay, so it comes in, you repackage it.
Yeah, from Australia, and then send it out to Stockholm, to the Swedish monopoly.
The wine's arrived, you've repackaged it, and then I presume at that point it's got to go on truck after that.
Yeah, it probably stay in our warehouse for a limited amount of time, and then the various customers would place orders, and they'd either pick it up themselves, or we would deliver it to their depots.
What about the wines that you're repackaging, sending off to Scandinavia, the bag and boxes? Do you stick them back on your barge out to Liverpool and back out, or...?
No, it's containers come in to Earlham and pick them up, and they take them to Stockholm by road and ferry.
Oh, by road and ferry, yeah. Okay. Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to make more use of the canal and the barge system, because really it is a great way forward, and, you know, to take lorries off the roads, which are already, you know, completely congested.
How many containers are coming in by barge at the moment?
It kind of depends on the time of year, because obviously we're very, very busy in the run-up to Christmas, etc., and we, you know, we're a bit more quiet now, and then we get busy again at Easter.
Yeah.
I would say we probably maybe put five on the barge at a time, something like that.
I would say so.
And how many barges a week?
Well, it's like a shuttle service that goes sort of from Liverpool to Earlham. I don't know whether it's once a week at the moment, because we've really got to build momentum for it, because it's a very new project.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's quite exciting, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is, definitely.
You must feel
good
about
yourself.
Yeah, really pleased. Was your business historically there and it used to make use of the barges, or was it just a fortuitous thing that your operations just happened to be right beside the river?
Yeah, no, we've always been there since the 1960s, and all our wines used to come in to the south of England, to Felixstowe, etc. And we thought, we've got Liverpool on our doorstep, why not make more use of it? So our logistics department made inquiries, got in touch with Peel Holdings, who have dealings with Port of Liverpool and the Manchester Ship Canal, and they were really interested in the project and backed us and moved it forward with us. Obviously, we got Tesco interested, so we were all able to work together to make it a success, and so it was able to come to fruition.
Excellent. What do you think going forward? Do you think it's a model that you'll see more and more of your product going this way?
I think so. It's got to be the way forward. You know, we're all really conscious of carbon footprint now and protecting the environment and really doing our bit. So it's definitely the future.
From an environmental point of view, it's obviously a good advantage. But what about from a commercial point of view? Is it similar costs, cheaper, more expensive?
I think at the moment it's not as cheap as using the roads, but there's bigger benefits, and you have to look beyond that at the moment. Yeah. And maybe it'll become more cost effective in the future.
Certainly, as a person driving up the road sitting behind a truck,
yes,
I'd rather that it was on a barge.
Definitely. We all.
There's nothing worse than being stuck behind a wedge between lorries.
Yeah, especially with the winds we're getting at the moment.
Oh, yeah, you never know what's going to happen. They could blow over anything.
Yeah.
So all that wine going to waste on the roadside,
I'm going to
straw big enough.
That would never happen. Never happen.
Okay, then I think I'll wrap it up there,
okay.
Guys. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.